Welcome to a special midterm election edition of Hot Off the Wire, where we have compiled the top stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your host. Be sure to return to this episode later, as it will be updated as news develops. And now, the latest headlines.
Republicans are getting more vocal in their public criticism of former President Trump, with some saying it's time for the party to move on.
Former President Donald Trump is moving forward with his planned November 15th announcement about a potential third presidential run. His decision comes as Republicans continue to blame Trump for an unexpectedly poor midterm showing. Some, such as Virginia's Republican lieutenant governor, are calling for the party to move on from Trump. Some advisors had urged Trump to delay his planned announcement until after the December 6th Senate runoff election in Georgia to avoid turning that race into a referendum on Trump and unintentionally helping Democrats. The Georgia race could determine which party controls the U.S. Senate. Trump is now seen as more vulnerable after candidates he supported in the midterm elections did not pan out as expected. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker are pivoting to the second round of their race in Georgia. Party leaders and donors aren't waiting to see if Georgia's December 6th Senate runoff will determine control of the Senate. The Democrats' Senate campaign arm announced a $7 million investment in field operations for Senator Raphael Warnock.
Are you ready to do this one more time?
Warnock held a rally in Atlanta where he said the former football star was unqualified and voiced confidence in the outcome.
We know how to win a runoff.
Herschel Walker urged supporters at a rally in Canton, Georgia, Thursday to help him get out the vote.
We got the B-team in, it's time to put the A-team in.
Stephen Lawson, leading a political action committee in support of Walker, says their message is elect a check on Joe Biden. Lawson's PAC will focus on the GOP base, the 200,000 voters who supported Governor Brian Kemp but not Walker, and the 350,000 voters who backed Trump 2 years ago but didn't vote in the 2021 runoff the Democrats won. I'm Jennifer King.
President Biden says Democrats kept hearing they were in line for big losses Tuesday.
It was the first national election since January 6th, and there were a lot of concerns about whether democracy would meet the test. It did.
Speaking in Washington, the president pointed out election deniers who have lost have conceded.
And I want to compliment all those mainstream Republicans. I mean, if they get in, they fought like we usually fight, and we got a result, and we accepted it. Everybody accepted.
Final results are not in yet to determine which party will have majority in the House and the Senate. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
A member of Congress seen as a loyalist to former President Trump is headed to a possible recount in her bid for re-election. I'm Ben Thomas with a look at the race. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert of Colorado was known as a Republican firebrand.
I am proud to lead my colleagues in filing a bill to censure President Joe Biden.
Even heckling President Biden during a somber moment in his State of the Union address.
In a flag-draped coffin. I know.
She had been seen as a lock in Colorado's sprawling conservative-leading 3rd Congressional District, but trailed Democrat Adam Frisch on election night. In 2 days since, with thousands of ballots still to be counted, she's taken a roughly 800-vote lead. That's a 0.2% margin, well within the 0.5% margin that triggers an automatic recount. I'm Ben Thomas.
We're still waiting to see which party will have the majority in Congress. Republicans are closer to a narrow House majority. Control of the Senate depends on a few close races. President Biden says he knows how voters in these midterm elections feel after analysts said that Americans were frustrated over inflation and his leadership.
They are still frustrated. I get it. I understand it's been a really tough few years in this country for so many people.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Voters backed abortion access in a handful of midterm ballot measures. A dozen states have passed heavy restrictions on abortions, but when it was brought to the ballot box, voters in both conservative and liberal states backed abortion access. In reliably red Kentucky, an abortion ban remains in place, but voters defeated a measure known as Amendment 2, leaving open the possibility of a successful court challenge. Rachel Sweet is the campaign manager for Protect Kentucky Access.
When voters get to decide directly on an issue, they will, you know, generally overwhelmingly support the right to access safe and legal abortion.
Voters enshrined abortion rights in the state constitutions of California and Vermont, as well as the battleground state of Michigan. Governor Gretchen Whitmer and other Democrats used the issue in their campaigns.
A place where women make their own decisions.
Tuesday's outcome echoed results in conservative Kansas, where clinics are overwhelmed with abortion patients from nearby states. In August, voters there rejected a change that would have let lawmakers tighten restrictions or ban abortions entirely. I'm Jennifer King.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Control of the Senate is still up for grabs, with no winner yet in Nevada, Georgia, and Arizona. In Georgia,
I'll ask the voters to come out and vote one last time.
Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says there will be a runoff December 6th between the incumbent Democrat Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker.
Our office has already begun the behind-scenes work to start building the ballots. So ballots are being built as we speak, and counties are making preparations.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson has won another term. Voters in Massachusetts approved an amendment to the state constitution that will increase taxes on those earning more than $1 million a year.
Many races still haven't been called on this day after Election Day. We don't yet know which party will control Congress, but we do know that Democrats kept some seats in the House, including in districts in Virginia, Kansas, and Rhode Island. But races in some other states, including New York and California, have not been called. The AB's Donna Warder.
Democrats showed surprising strength in these midterm elections. In Pennsylvania, Democrat John Fetterman flipped a Republican-controlled Senate seat and beat GOP opponent Dr. Mehmet Oz.
I never expected that we were going to turn these red counties blue, but we did what we needed to do.
Democrats were also successful in governor's races, winning in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. But Republicans have held on to governor's mansions in Florida, Texas, and Georgia, where incumbent Brian Kemp won re-election, defeating Stacey Abrams in a rematch of their 2018 race. I'm Jonna Warder.
Maryland will get its first black governor, Democrat Wes Moore, an Army veteran who has a message for Americans.
What we're seeing today is that in Maryland, we can come together. You know, I was telling somebody, you know a question I never once asked my soldiers? What's your political party?
He was heard there on WMAR-TV. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Balance of Power. I'm Sagar Meghani in Washington. In the fight for the evenly split Senate, the tougher races from Arizona to Pennsylvania to Georgia remain undecided. Marco Rubio has fought off a challenge from Democrat Val Demings to keep his Florida seat and says Republicans are sending a message to President Biden and others. Stop telling working people their issues don't matter.
You know what happens when you tell people that? They vote against you.
Republicans are banking on that message working in battlegrounds, and they're in strong position to claim at least one chamber of Congress, which would give them power to effectively block the Biden agenda. But it could be days or maybe even weeks before all the races are decided. In state capitals, Democrats have scored some easy gubernatorial wins against Donald Trump-backed Republicans, including in Maryland and Massachusetts. The GOP's Ron DeSantis has won re-election in Florida. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
In state capitals, early calls show Republicans losing two governorships in traditionally Democratic states. I'm Ben Thomas with some results. Democratic candidates have won in Maryland and Massachusetts, both beating Trump-backed opponents. Massachusetts voters have chosen Maura Healey over former state representative Jeff Deal to replace Republican Governor Charlie Baker, who opted against seeking a third term. Healey will become the state's first woman and first openly gay governor. In Maryland, Wes Moore replaces Republican Governor Larry Hogan, who's term limited. He becomes the state's first black governor. He beat Republican state legislator Dan Cox. Democrats outnumber Republicans 2-1 in Maryland. Another newcomer to the governor's mansion, Republican Sarah Sanders, the former White House press secretary, elected in Arkansas. Six other gubernatorial results went to the incumbents, Republican Ron DeSantis fending off a challenge from former Governor Charlie Crist in Florida, Republicans Kay Ivey in Alabama, Bill Lee in Tennessee, Henry McMaster in South Carolina, and Chris Sununu in New Hampshire, and Democrat J.B. Pritzker reelected in Illinois. I'm Ben Thomas.
The final day of voting in 2022 midterms unfolded without major disruptions or widespread problems. I'm Norman Hall. Scattered problems arose during the day that frustrated voters but did not appear to affect the ability to accurately tally the votes. In Arizona's Maricopa County, which includes Phoenix, some machine tabulators were unable to scan ballots immediately, a temporary glitch that began fueling conspiracy theories. In the Houston area, where voting rolls have been targeted by Republicans, equipment problems, lack of supplies, and too few poll workers were reported at several voting sites but resolved quickly. Since the 2020 election, former President Donald Trump and his allies have sown doubts about voting in the U.S. by blaming widespread voter fraud and tampering of voting systems for his loss to Democrat Joe Biden. I'm Norman Hall.
You're listening to Hot Off the Wire. We'll return after a short break.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Charlie Crist, the Democratic candidate for governor in Florida, is impressed with turnout so far.
People are voting. They're voting like crazy. They're voting like their life depends on it.
Crist is a former governor running against the current governor in Florida, Ron DeSantis. Former President Donald Trump cast his ballot today in Florida.
I think we're going to have a great night. I think it's going to be great for the country.
President Biden is not expected to make any public appearances as voters go to the polls. Democrats are bracing for disappointing results from today's midterms. Republicans are confident they can get control of the House and the Senate. The AP's Sagar Magani reports this may have an impact on 2024.
If the GOP has an especially strong showing and flips some Democratic seats, President Biden could face pressure not to run for re-election. At the same time, Donald Trump may look to capitalize on Republican gains by formally launching his own bid. He's promised a very big announcement next week.
No big problems have been reported early in the day, although there were some hiccups in some voting places, which is typical on any election day. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
U.S. voters who rely on Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, and other platforms to learn about election results may wind up encountering misinformation. There's a lot of useful information on social media, but it is still like the wild, wild west on some sites. And the dean of the Annenberg School for Communication says the internet allows people to create their own evidence from scratch and then spread it to millions of others. In Georgia, 2 years ago, there was a water leak at a ballot counting site that triggered rumors of ballot rigging. In Arizona, officials giving voters a choice of pens set off unfounded suspicions. Tips for vetting election information include using official sites and remembering that election rules can vary from state to state. I'm Jackie Quinn.
History suggests Democrats will face significant losses in the midterm elections. Since 1934, only three presidents saw their parties gain seats during the midterms, including Bill Clinton in 1998. But 4 years earlier, his Democrats took a beating in the Gingrich Revolution, losing 52 House seats and 8 in the Senate. More recently, Donald Trump's Republicans lost 40 House seats and gained 2 in the Senate 4 years ago. This time,
I think they'll win the Senate. I think the House is tougher.
As he returned to the White House last night after a final rally to boost Democrats, President Biden faced the prospect of his party losing congressional control.
What's your new reality going to be like in Washington?
More difficult.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Voters are lining up at the polls to cast their picks in a midterm election that follows 2 years of false claims and conspiracy theories. Since the last nationwide election 2 years ago, former President Donald Trump and his allies have succeeded in sowing wide distrust about voting by promoting false claims of widespread fraud. Sheriff Paul Pinzone says there will be no shenanigans in Maricopa County, Arizona.
Anybody out there whose intentions are to undermine this effort, to create fear, to intimidate good men and women who are trying to facilitate this process, you will have to go through us to get there, and it's not going to happen on our watch.
Worries about fair elections have prompted new ID requirements in some GOP-led states, restrictions on mail voting, and even death threats against elected officials. I'm Donna Water.
Another county plan to hand count every ballot has been blocked in a ruling that's expected to be appealed.
In Arizona, a Pima County Superior Court judge issued a ruling that blocked a plan in Cochise County to hand count every ballot instead of just the small sample required by state law to ensure the counting machines are accurate. Republican officials ordered the count after making unfounded claims that vote counting machines were untrustworthy. Supervisor Peggy Judd said many of her constituents believed it was important. After an all-day hearing Friday, the judge agreed with opponents, including the county's elected Republican attorney and the election director for Arizona's Secretary of State, who both testified that a full hand count of early ballots is illegal under Arizona election law. A group called the Arizona Alliance for Retired Americans and the county's own elections director both argued that the last-minute change could cause chaos and potentially delay certification of the election results. Judge Casey McGinley says the county board of supervisors overstepped its legal authority. I'm Jennifer King.
It's election day and millions of Americans are deciding who controls Congress. Top governor's races are also on the ballot today in many states. President Biden and former President Trump had one final chance yesterday to try to sway voters.
President Joe Biden traveled to Bowie State University in Maryland to deliver his final appeal to voters.
We know in our bones that our democracy is at risk, and we know that this is your moment to defend it.
Former President Donald Trump campaigned in Ohio for author J.D. Vance. He wrongly claimed the 2020 election was stolen from him. He also called on supporters to return Republicans to the majority in Congress.
The first step to saving America is winning an epic victory for Republicans.
On his arrival back in Washington, Biden was asked about the chances for his party.
I'm optimistic, but I'm always optimistic.
The Democrats win the House?
I think it's going to be tough, but I think we can. I think we'll win the Senate, and I think the House is tougher.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
When will we know who won what? AP election decision editor Stephen Oldmacher says it's going to take some time.
In many states, we might not be able to call all the winners on election night because it's going to take days to count all of the votes. And if you think about it, it's the states where they have competitive races. It's states like Pennsylvania. It's a state like Arizona. It could be a state like Colorado as well.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
In addition to congressional changes, many states will be seeing new leaders at their state capitals as well after the midterm elections. More than 25% of incumbent state lawmakers will be out of office come next year. Retirements are higher in this first election since districts were redrawn based on the 2020 census. Other incumbents have been defeated in primaries, many of them Republicans, who face challengers aligned with Donald Trump. Currently, Republicans hold majorities in both legislative chambers in 30 states, compared with 17 for Democrats. Minnesota and Virginia have split chambers, and Nebraska's legislature is officially nonpartisan. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The 2022 election is playing out against the backdrop of persistent falsehoods made by former President Donald Trump and his Republican allies about losing the 2020 vote. Democrats, on the other hand, have expressed concerns over the potential for voter suppression. The day before Election Day, a GOP claim of election law violations has been thrown out of a court in Detroit.
A lawsuit by a Republican candidate that challenged voting by absentee ballots in Detroit has been dismissed. GOP Secretary of State candidate Christina Caramo and others filed the suit 13 days before Election Day. A judge in Wayne County says Caramo and the other plaintiffs failed to produce any evidence of violations. The suit made a variety of allegations about how Detroit reviews signatures on absentee ballots and monitors drop-off boxes. It also alleged that the city was using what were claimed to be uncertified high-speed ballot tabulators. Judge Tim Kinney says the plaintiff's failure to make a case was dramatic. I'm Norman Hall.
A judge agreed to extend the deadline to return absentee ballots for voters in a suburban Atlanta county who didn't receive their ballots because election officials failed to mail them. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
There are last-minute voting issues in the Keystone State. Some of Pennsylvania's largest counties were among those working today to help voters fix mail-in ballots that have fatal flaws, like incorrect dates or missing signatures on the envelopes. Elections officials in Philadelphia and Allegheny, which includes Pittsburgh, were responding to state Supreme Court orders in recent days that said mail-in ballots may not be counted if they lack accurate handwritten dates on the outside of the envelopes. Ahead of a key Senate contest between Democrat John Fetterman and Republican Mehmet Oz, more than a million mail-in and absentee ballots have been sent in. I'm Shelley Adler.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by Skillcell and provided through Pixabay.
Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.